Blog Talk Radio.
Now for all of you that are out there listening, I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been. Let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary. Witness up in here. Tiffany.
The blessing that comforts us are a part of our daily lives. Cause my hands are yours, Jesus, and we, as we're walking, this Christian life, I'm glad I know you.
Glad I know you.
Grace Nurture. Thank you for joining us. I'm Brother Bryant Tansel, and I'll be hosting our call today. Grace Nurture is a ministry program brought to you by the Central Church of Christ of Smyrna, Georgia, where Willie Bradshaw is our minister. Today's speaker is Brother Roger Jones, and we are looking forward to the message he has for us today. Again, thank you for listening to Grace Nurture. And the next voice you will hear from is Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones, you are on the call. If you will press 1, you will be in queue there. Now we'll go ahead and open up your mic. Thank you so much for joining us again here at Grace Nurture, everyone.
It's our sincere welcome and good morning to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for taking time out of your schedules to call in and to participate and join into this devotion this morning. We're in the book of James, the book of practicality. James gives some very inspired practical advice on how to live the Christian life in tumultuous times. And in James chapter 4, this section, verses 7 through 10, the essence of the text here is that James is giving some ways on how to overcome temptation. And I would like to present the proposition this morning that you can and I can overcome temptation We don't have to struggle between doing what's right and what's wrong, vacillating, seesawing back and forth. We can overcome temptation. We can be victorious. And my objective, what I want you to do with this study this morning, is to understand I'm going to give you ways in which James says that we can't overcome temptations in life. First of all, James says in verse 7, excuse me, the first thing that we have to do, it is a necessity that we must submit to God and we must be ready and willing and committed to resisting the devil. Secondly, James says that once we have submitted to God and we are resisting the devil, we're taking a stand against him, not being a willing participant in temptation, but resisting him, fighting hard, struggling. James says we need to draw near to God. If we have things in our lives that are inconsistent with God's will, as we draw near to him, we need to remove those things and get the cleansing of Jesus' blood so that we can be in right relationship with God so that we can overcome temptation. And now we come to the third point in verse number 9. James says the third way to overcome temptation, to be victorious, is that we must be disciplined. We must be mournfully concerned about our spiritual condition in order to overcome temptation. Listen to the verse. In James chapter 4, verse 9, James says, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. The word for be of to endure toil, it means to discipline and to volunteer abstain. The picture is this. When temptation strikes us, it is time not to be laughing, not to be joking around and lighthearted, complacent, to be at ease, but it is a time to be serious. When we are struggling with the temptations of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, there's no time to be jolly. There's no time to be teasing, to be unconcerned, to be, we need to be uncomfortable with our temptation. Because temptation is an affliction. Therefore, it is time to be disciplined and to control the comforts and joys of life. Temptation is a time for rigorous warfare, for battle and the discipline and endurance of battle. In fact, the strike of temptation is usually immediate and unexpected. Sometimes it catches us off guard. Therefore, we must immediately drop whatever we're doing. Immediately stop the laughing and the gesturing and the playing and comfortable with the joys of the moment and focus upon getting whatever we're doing and getting closer and nearer to God. Our hearts must mourn and weep on the heaviness of the temptation and its attack. Mourn and weep before God, asking and begging for strength and deliverance. Asking and begging lest we disappoint and cut the heart of Christ. Brothers and sisters, we need to be cognizant of the fact that temptation is very, very serious. And that is the instrument in which the devil used to try to overthrow us and for us to rebel against God. This is the way to overcome temptation, the third step to victory. As soon as we are tempted, we must immediately drop whatever we're doing, the activity, our comfort, the joy, our laughter, and we must discipline ourselves. We must focus our hearts and mind upon God and draw near to him. In other words, we must get serious. We must mourn and weep. We must be in deep contrition. We must ask God and beg God to give us the strength to withstand the temptation. When we take the temptation this seriously, God will hear our cry and deliver us and save us. Verse 10, James says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. How can we overcome temptation? Step 4, humble yourselves in the sight of God. God sees us at all times, even when we are tempted. Therefore, when we are tempted, God must not see us continuing on in our activity and comfort with laughter and joy of the moment. God must see us drawing near and mourning and crying for deliverance. God must not see a self-sufficient spirit, a spirit that overlooks calling upon him. God must not see a spirit that ignores his word, a spirit that faces the temptation on its own, ignoring and not even thinking about God and his word and spirit. God must see us humbly coming into his presence, calling and depending upon him for strength and wisdom to overcome the temptation. God must not see us looking at the temptation and picturing how attractive and enticing it is. He must not see us reveling in the thoughts of the temptation and picturing how nice it would be. God must not see us dallying around thinking and picturing the attractiveness of any temptation, but it is the taste of a second helping of, as a taste of a second helping of food, a second look at an attractive man or woman or any other enticing attraction. God must see us casting down every imagination and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 5. Imagine every thought is to be captured and made obedient to Christ. Just think what this does. Television, reading, loose moments of wandering thoughts and undisciplined daydreaming. We must always remember that the spiritual warfare is fought in the spirit and mind, and at the very core of the heart and mind. And we must commit our hearts and minds to focus totally upon Christ and things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, and praiseworthy, Philippians chapter 4. And verse number 8. When a person is tempted, if he humbles himself in the sight of God, God will lift him up. God will meet him and meet his needs. God will give him whatever he needs and deliver him from the onslaught of the temptation. William Barclay has an excellent description of this point. He says, only when a man realizes his own ignorance can he ask the guidance of God. Only when a man realizes his own poverty in the things that matter will he pray for the riches of God's grace. Only when a man realizes his weakness is necessary in necessary things will he come to draw upon his strength of God. Only when a man realizes that he cannot cope with life by himself will he kneel before the Lord of all good life. And only when a man realizes his own sin will he realize his need of a Savior and of the forgiveness of God. He said this in the letters of James and Peter, page 129. For whosoever exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. David said in Psalm 138 and verse number 6, as we close, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Shall we pray? Father and our God who art in heaven, we come thanking thee once again for blessing us this morning to study your word. We pray and we trust that what we have said has been in totally consistency with your word, that we have not added nor taken away from it, but have given it as you have written it, that it will bless the hearers' lives as they apply it to their lives, that we all may be better servants in the future than we have been in the past. Be with all that are on the call. Be with all that are suffering. Be with all, whatever they may be going through. Help them to learn to trust and to lean on you. And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.